Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Yeah, didn't you feel that was a point gained or two dropped?
Gained. It's an away game. This was not the most spectacular nil that I ever saw. I saw two of them, Liverpool-Chelsea last year, the two finals. It was absolutely insane. Very similar teams, I would say. Completely different football because a different level of confidence for both teams. This was the fight we had to show tonight. This was the way... We have to start again our development. We cannot now hope, because we did a couple of things which were absolutely not like they should have been, that we fix it then overnight. So I decided to make 6 changes. That is always, against a good football team, can be a bit of a problem. 3 of them in the last line, which is obviously a real challenge for the players. And we could see in the first few minutes, they went with the direct playing behind the last line. Yeah, we had a few problems there. Apart from that, they had their chances after we lost balls in moments where you just kind of lose balls. It's now a problem we keep a little bit. That's not good. But the recovery after that, the desire to sort the situation, I liked. So, I said, not the most spectacular one, but a step for us, a little step, but a step in the right direction. Oh, that's not a problem. I don't. It's like you can see, you know, and confidence sometimes just comes up again. So I don't expect us to have no confidence, but I know that we have to put the hard work first. So it is not a situation where you go out with back heel and 1-2. So you have to fight through. And I know that the people don't want to hear that anymore, but you cannot change that. If somebody else would sit here, else would have to say the same. You wouldn't start now with bicycle kicks. So I saw a really good attitude of my team tonight, and that's what I wanted to see. And that's what this is the basis for the rest of the season.
Both teams played 63 games last season.
Yeah.
So much is said about the schedule.
Yeah.
And then when both teams lose form, it's kind of ignored, the schedule. How much was tonight's game a product of the schedule of not just last season, but post-COVID?
I don't know. I'm not sure you can measure that really. But yes, last season was on the edge of being too much. That's clear. And that's it pretty much. I think, not a real explanation for it. It's more an observation, I would say. So obviously some teams struggle this year in a way where what you wouldn't have expected. Mainly teams perform maybe much better than last year, who teams who were not overperforming last year. This year, who were not overperforming last year. It's a little bit like that. But it's not that we go for any excuses. It's already long ago. Yes, we had our problems, but we still could have done better, definitely. And that's something what we take really serious. But for now, again, it's not about finding big explanations or whatever. It's about putting the hard work in, and that's what the boys did tonight, and that's what I like about the game. So I said, it's not a game people will write books about, but it's a point for us, and it's one more than before, and I can easily live with that, and from here we go. Next game is Arsenal now. Don't know exactly where Arsenal was last year, but they are now obviously flying in incredible shape and play super football. Honestly, that's really good to watch as well. But we are there. It's a home game, and our home record is not as bad as the away record. So means, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this game now, because tonight I saw a step, and that's what I wanted. And now let's carry on.
How do you think Curtis Jones did, considering he was only good. His second
friendly? Absolutely good. Curtis did good. Well, until he lost power a little bit. That's now completely normal. Midfield was okay, but we lost them. If you go back and look, all the chances Chelsea had was after we lose the ball in a moment where we cannot lose the ball. And it's not that the offensive player loses the ball, we win the ball in our I'm not sure who, when defender pass the ball just in their feet, and the next ball is not to defend. It's just not, you lose these balls. There's no formation in the world. So there we have to improve. Well, but again, step by step, tonight, I really thought we were much more compact in a lot of moments. We put much more pressure on the decisive player than we did in the last game, stuff like this. So now, different opponent, next game, different jobs to do, but we will find a way to cause them problems, and that's what you have to be first and foremost. Each development, each success starts with being difficult to beat, and we have to be difficult to beat again. If you are that, you build confidence. If you build confidence, you are much closer to your best self, and then we are in the moment. But that will not happen just like this. It's not possible without super hard work, and we will do that.
Last one, Matt Lowe.
I appreciate some of you taking steps, but in terms of goals for the remainder of the season, do you still see there's an opportunity there for the top four? Is it closed off?
I don't know if there's any chance for that. We must win pretty much all the games, and the other teams above us must lose a lot of games. So that's not in our hands. I cannot say. What can I say about that? But it's not important. If you would be only motivated on the highest level, if somebody tells us, we have a chance for top four, then if we're not fourth, then I want to be fifth. If we are not fifth, then I want to be sixth. So that's what I want to be. And for that, we have to win football games, because at the moment, I don't even know where we are exactly. 8, 7, 9, I don't know. It's not interesting. We have another, 10 games to play, and the next one is Arsenal. Not the other 9 I'm not interested in, but the next one is Arsenal. So if we are difficult to beat against Arsenal, we can win this game. If not, Arsenal will just go over us. So, and then we will see, with 1 point, the steps, how I said, are not massive. If we win a football game, all of a sudden 3 points for one game, wow. And things can look different. But from the moment, it's not about. We have no lack of goals or lack of where we want to end up. We know exactly. We want to be as successful as possible. But that means for each weekend or for each midweek game, like today, we want to win it. I saw that tonight. And with that, I'm fine.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.